Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, the greatest radio shows of all time.
Suspense.
The Shadow Node.
Washington calling David Harding, counter-spy.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now, step back into our time machine with your host, Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
Joseph Kearns in an episode of Escape going back some 73 years to July 21st, 1949. The episode of Escape entitled Action. And we thank you for tuning in on this. Sure happy it's Thursday, 21st day of July, 202nd day of the year, and 163 days remaining till we get to the new year. Confederate forces won the victory at the Bull Run on this date in 1861 in the first major battle of the Civil War. The first train robbery west of the Mississippi pulled off on this date in 1873 by Jesse James and his gang. The Monkey Trial on this date in 1925, John T. Scopes found guilty of violating Tennessee state law by teaching evolution. Senate ratified the North Atlantic Treaty on this date in 1949. And in 1961, as astronaut Gus Grissom taking off on the second U.S. human space flight in Mercury 4, the Liberty Bell 7, President Kennedy signed a bill to put NASA on the path to the moon.
It is a pleasure to sign today the authorization bill for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. This bill has been approved by the Congress in an overwhelming manner and demonstrates united support for a new and vigorous space program submitted to our country by the Vice President as Chairman of the National Aeronautic and Space Council, sent to the Congress by me as President and given overwhelming support by members of both of our parties who are committed, as we all are, to seeing to it that the United States occupies an important position in the race into the far reaches of space. It is especially fitting that this bill should be signed on the day that our second astronaut, Captain Virgil Grissom, who I spoke to this morning after he had made his successful flight. I think it's most important that we should have once again this emphasis on the leadership which our fellow Americans are showing in this field, their courage, and also the strong scientific support that they've received from the entire American scientific community. Significant also that this flight was made before the eyes of the watching world, with all the hazard that that entails. As our space program continues on even more ambitious missions, it will continue to be this nation's policy to use space for the advancement of all mankind and to make free release of all scientific and technological results. And therefore, it is with great pleasure that we sign it today.
Now, Gus Grissom's quarter-hour flight went well until just after splashdown when the hatch cover blew prematurely. Grissom recovered safely, but the capsule sank and wasn't recovered until 1999. WorldCom filing for bankruptcy on this date in 2002, the largest bankruptcy in U.S. history. Four terrorist bombings occurring exactly 2 weeks after the similar July 7th bombing, targeting London's public transport system. All four bombs failing to detonate, all four suspected suicide bombers escaped. Now, NASA's space shuttle program ended on this date in 2011 with the landing of space shuttle Atlantis at NASA Kennedy Space Center. And it was on this date in 2012, Erden Eric conducted the first solo human-powered circumnavigation of the world. Passing away on this date in history, poet Robert Burns, actor Basil Rathbone, TV host Dave Garraway, astronaut Alan Shepard, also Father Knows Best and Marcus Welby star Robert Young, and British wrestling announcer for the WWE, Lord Alfred Hayes. Born on this date, journalist and media owner of Reuters, Paul Reuter. Also Nobel laureate Ernest Hemingway. Author Marshall McLuhan. Violinist Isaac Stern. Singer Kay Starr. Don Knotts, Bob Orton, Janet Reno, and Robin Williams. This is the birth date of the man formerly known as Cat Stevens, Yusuf Islam, 74 today. Also, Doonesbury cartoonist Gary Trudeau, 74. Turning 65 today, yeah, John Lovitz.
Hello, my name is Tommy Flanagan, and I'm a member of Pathological Liars Anonymous. In fact, I'm the president of that organization. Yeah, that's who I am. I didn't always lie. No, I used to tell the truth. But then one day I told a lie and I got away with it. Yeah. Told my parents I had a brother that they'd never met. They got mad at me for not telling them sooner. And they kicked me out of the house. Yeah, that's what happened.
A 1985 clip from The Tonight Show. John Lovitz, 65 years old today. Turning 44 from 40 Days and 40 Nights, Josh Harnett. And also turning 44 from National Treasure and The Hangover, Justin Bartha. From Orange is the New Black and Jane the Virgin, Diane Guerrero, 36. And the younger brother of Macaulay Culkin, Rory Culkin, is 33. Those some of the people celebrating the 21st day of July as their birthday. And if this happens to be your birthday.
Hi, we're the four freshmen, and we just want to say happy birthday to you.
From 73 years ago, July 21st, 1949, Escape on this Thursday, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite station.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible, 833-34-BIBLE.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by Med Diet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now, it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us. We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Are you in bad pain? You know what I mean. Your knees hurt. Your shoulder hurts. Your elbow and back are constantly killing you. And I'm sure you've tried every pain pill or cream available at the drugstore. Am I right? Well, here's something you haven't tried. Pain Magic. Pain Magic is not available at any drugstore. The only place you can get it is by calling the special toll-free number I'm about to give you.
And to make things even better, call right now and find out about our buy one, get one free offer. We're so confident it'll work for you that we offer a free bottle with your purchase. No prescription required.
Call now to learn how you can get Pain Magic and get rid of your pain. Remember, your results may vary.
800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. That's 800-492-8164.
Joseph Kearns was all over old-time radio. He began acting in 1930 at radio station KSL in Salt Lake City, was there for 6 years, then moved to Los Angeles, and began his career in the 30s playing the crazy, quote, dragon in the Christmas serial, The Cinnamon Bear. We play that every season. Lots of other shows, Sam Spade, Burns and Allen, The Whistler. In fact, on Suspense, he was a mainstay, mostly heard as the host, the Man in Black. Now, he played Ed the security guard for Jack Benny's Underground Vault. He was the father of Mel Blanc's on-air girlfriend, Betty, in the Mel Blanc Show, and on the Harold Perry Show as Old Doc Yakek. Of course, we remember him most today as being Mr. Wilson, the first Mr. Wilson in Dennis the Menace, where he appeared until he passed away in 1962. That was his final role. He was replaced by Gail Gordon, who played George Wilson's brother, John. All righty, here we go with an episode of Escape, the summer replacement for Suspense, as it was broadcast 73 years ago today, July 21st, 1949.
Suspense, which is usually heard at this hour on Thursday nights, is taking its customary summer holiday. Suspense returns to the air 6 weeks from tonight on Thursday, September 1st.
You are hanging by your fingertips on the sheer face of an icy cliff, suspended 1,000 feet above instant death, with your strength running out and with no chance for escape.
For you, Escape, designed to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure. Tonight, we escape to the cold loneliness of a glacier high in the Swiss Alps, and to a man who learned much about death, as C.E. Montague tells it in his famous story, Action.
Swiss Alps, well above 12,000 feet, a man clings with desperation to the frozen glass wall of the Chaliot Glacier, hands and feet jammed into shallow steps, chopped in the iron hard ice. A cold wind drives a spray of dusty sleet along the overhanging wall, and the sun has fallen away among the crags to the west. Darkness lies 1 hour ahead. The man has climbed with painful care 1,000 feet up the glacier's face from the broken moraine at the foot, and has moved now onto the underside of a great bulge in the ice, a part of the wall which breaks out beyond the perpendicular. And the man is forced to hang from slots cut by his axe, such as a sloth hangs from a tree branch. 12 more feet lie between him and the brow of the overhang. 6 more steps to be chopped out with the axe. And 1,000 feet of void space waits beneath him. The man is unable to lift his heavy axe for even 1 more stroke. He is tired, and he is 52 years old. No experienced mountaineer would ever attempt the west face of the Chaliot Glacier. And yet, this man is an experienced mountaineer. And why? Why? What strange events have conspired to bring him along the path of his life and leave him hanging now, in peril, on the brink of eternity? Through what shadows has that path led him? And where are those who saw him pass? Can we ourselves move along it? Move back step by step against the river of time? Move backward along the life path of Christopher Bell?
My name is Jean Vajour. I'm
I'm a guide for all the mountain trails on the Weisshorn and the Schallihorn. I talked with Mr. Bell this morning as he was leaving the village. Of course, at the time, I did not know that was his name. The season is over, you understand. Winter will come in another week or two, and most all the visitors are gone. So, you see, I was very surprised to hear a stranger call out to me in English.
Hello there. Which of these paths takes me to the foot of the Schallioch?
The one on the left. But you will find no chimney there, sir. One arrives very soon at the glacier and can go no farther.
Except, of course, to climb up it.
The glacier? But that is impossible. It has never been done.
Of course not. It's never been tried.
There is not anyone who would be so foolish, monsieur.
No, it isn't that. There are plenty of foolish people in the world. But even they hold on to their margin of safety.
Margin of safety?
Yes. The difference between the point where a man thinks he's reached his limit and the point where that limit really is.
I'm afraid I do not understand this.
All right. Take a mountaineer, such as yourself.
Uh-huh.
You look at a slope and you estimate the effort needed to climb.
Yes.
Then you estimate your own endurance. And if there isn't a good size safety factor, just don't make the climb.
But it would be foolish not to do so.
I dare say. Oh, it's all tied up in the fear of death. You take that out of a man for one instant, there's no telling what he might be able to do, or what limit he might reach.
And how should a man lose that fear?
He can't. He can't lose it. It has to be done for him, by things outside.
He turned and left me then, this Mr. Bell, and walked up the path towards the glacier. That was early this morning, and I did not see him again. His talk with me made no sense, and I could not understand what he meant to do or why he was going to do it. I remember thinking, what a strange man. But I really know nothing more about him. I believe he arrived in the village only last night and took a room in the Zinal Inn.
My name is Greta de Gaspar, and I am staying out the week here in Sinal to close up the inn for the winter. I have known Mr. Bell for the last 30 years. Always before he came in the summer season for the climbing, and I was most surprised when he arrived last night. I opened one of the rooms and I found something for him to eat, and then later we sat and talked in front of the fire in the big empty lounge.
Now, this is very good coffee, Madame Gaspar.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Had you let me know you were coming, I would have had everything ready for you, just like all the other times.
Like all the other times. Now, this one's a little different, Madame Gaspar. You might call it a special visit.
Oh, it is all so different now from the old days. Then it was you and your Madame would come here, and it was Gaspar and I. And the summers seem to last forever.
I thought everything would last forever when she was alive. Now I'm really alone in the world.
As am I. And it is not good to be alone. It gives one no reason for living.
But there may be stronger reasons for not wanting to live.
Is there something troubling you, Mr. Bell?
No. No, not now. There may have been, but not now. Well, I shall be leaving quite early in the morning for a climb, so I think I'll go on to bed. Good night, Madame Gaspar.
Mr. Bell left the inn this morning before I wakened, and I have not seen him again. I have never known him to act so strange before. I have no idea what the reason is or what he may be planning to do, but I am sure something is troubling him. Perhaps it may be something connected with his business in London.
My name is Matthew Brough. I have been chief clerk in Mr. Bell's London office over the past 25 years. I've always found him to be a considerate and dependable employer. I've never noticed anything you might call unusual about him until one day, about 3 weeks ago. Mr. Bell entered the establishment a bit late, as I recall, and passed immediately into his own office without acknowledging my customary greeting. A little while afterward, he sent for me.
Well, Matthew, where do we go from here?
I can't say that I follow you, Mr. Bell.
I mean the company's on a steady footing, so if we use our heads at all, we don't stand much chance of losing anything.
Yes, our position is quite secure.
On the other hand, we can't expect to do any more growing. We're through expanding. Now on, it's merely a matter of operation.
A most enviable condition, sir.
Is it? There's nothing more to look forward to, nothing more to work for. So, where do we go from here?
I'm
putting you in charge of the business, turning it over to you effective this week.
Mr. Bell, you can't possibly mean that.
Oh, yes, I've just decided.
But what are you going to do, sir?
I'm taking a trip. I'm going to Switzerland, maybe do a little mountain climbing.
Oh, well, then at least it's only temporary, just for whatever time you're gone.
Yes, that's right. For whatever time I'm gone. Just for whatever time I'm gone.
Before the end of the week, he had arranged all the necessary papers and had left London. I haven't heard a word from him since, though I presume he's somewhere in Switzerland. Actually, however, I haven't the faintest idea where Mr. Bell may be right at this moment.
On the glacier, minutes pass, and the shadows grow longer from the jagged peaks to the west of the Shelyock, and reach out with dark fingers toward the man who clings to the icy wall. The man's thoughts have grown as unwieldy as a heavy ice axe gripped in his hand. He keeps trying to remember that he is Christopher Bell, a human being, and not a part of this free and empty space. For he knows if he stops remembering that, he may forget all else too. And then let go.
There's been no reason for trying to locate Mr. Bell, since nothing of any importance has occurred during these 3 weeks. I'm sure he's quite all right. Only one thing still puzzles me a bit. The remarkable change in him on that morning 3 weeks ago. I never heard him talk like that before. And whatever the reason for it, I'm quite sure it was something that happened that morning before he came to the office.
My name is John Uxford. I've been a conductor on the Westminster route for some 14 years now. And during all that time, Mr. Bell has been a daily passenger of mine on the early morning inbound run. As I recall it, the first time anything you might say, well, out of the way ever happened between us, was one morning about 3 weeks ago. I saw Mr. Bell waiting at the usual place, so I signaled the driver to a stop.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Bell.
I'll be right there.
Yeah, now, let me come down and help you up, sir.
I'll make it. If you'll just take my arm, Mr. Uxford. My arm, please.
But I have taken it, Mr. Bell.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry.
There we go. There we are, sir.
Oh, thank you. I had a bit of a shock this morning. I'm quite all right now.
Well, if it's all right now, then it's fine, I'd say. Now, you take hold of that strap there now.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, just a moment. I have the fare here somewhere. Oh, yes, here you are.
Thank you, sir.
No, thank you.
Well, I don't quite understand what you mean, sir.
July 21st, 1949, Escape on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. The news from 73 years ago today when Classic Radio Theater continues.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
The record-long heat wave is showing no signs of letting up. Over 2,000 records have been broken across the southern United States from California to Florida since the first heat advisories were posted in early June. Forecasters are warning the heat dome is expanding in Texas and the southwest, and triple digits could drag well into next week and beyond. Phoenix, Arizona hasn't seen a high temperature below 110 degrees since the end of June. Tiran Steinbeck, the Stanford University DEI dean who accosted a Trump-appointed federal judge during a Federalist Society event, is resigning from the law school after months of icy relations with the administration and student body. In March, Steinbeck and a mob of unruly law students disrupted a Stanford Federalist Society event for Fifth Circuit Court Judge of Appeals Kyle Duncan. Tim Berg, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for tuning in to Classic Radio Theater here on your favorite station. An episode of Escape, the summer replacement for suspense, from Thursday, July 21st, 1949. In the newspapers of that Thursday, 73 years ago, these were some of the headlines. Senator Wherry, the Republican floor leader, told the Senate today that before approving the North Atlantic Pact, it should close the door against giving the atom bomb to other members. With a vote only hours away, the Nebraska senator said he is concerned that the treaty may obligate this country to let others in on A-bomb secrets. The Senate will vote late this afternoon on the pact. Ratification is expected. Wherry argued that present law forbids giving atom secrets to other nations, but a treaty supersedes a law. Senator Vandenberg of Michigan, the Republican leader in foreign affairs, told Wary the pact does not create any automatic right anywhere to demand arms of us, and least of all, atomic secrets. President Truman called his recent secret atomic conference relatively unimportant, but he said he's angry over an advance leak that the meeting was to be held. He told a news conference today he knows the person who leaked the news but will not reveal his name. He said at first that when the facts eventually come out, it will be shown there was no deep dark secret about the night meeting at his Blair House residence, but later he said he would not disclose what took place there. The president also said his close friend and military aide, Major General Harry H. Vaughn, will be permitted to testify if called before a Senate committee investigating persons charging 5% fees for claimed influence in getting government contracts. British Prime Minister Winston Churchill and British Foreign Secretary Ernest Bevin said in Parliament today they doubted from the beginning the wisdom of President Roosevelt's unconditional surrender policy for Germany. Bevin said in a House of Commons foreign policy debate the policy had left a shambles upon which to rebuild Germany. If he had been consulted at the time, he said he never would have agreed to it. Bevin, who was a member of Churchill's war government, said he first saw the surrender phrase in the newspapers. He said he would not have agreed if he'd been consulted at the time. Churchill, now leader of the opposition party, said he first heard the phrase from President Roosevelt, quoting, "without consultation from me," and he said he did not support it. Pork prices climbing 2 to 10 cents a pound during the week in many of the nation's market centers. Frying chickens, eggs, and choice tomatoes also higher, while price declines restricted largely to a few produce items and good local supply. Market spokesman claimed the higher pork prices chiefly on seasonal white receipts of meat. The biggest advances in the so-called warm weather cuts, which takes relatively less cooking than other items. The House voted today to kill the Aiken Farm Law enacted by the Republican 80th Congress. There were only a few scattered nays on the voice vote. The House moved to then toward a vote on what should replace it, a continuation of the present farm law or the administration's new plan. Many Republicans joined the Democrats in the vote to destroy the law, authored by Senator Aiken, the Republican of Vermont. The measure provided for a flexible 60-90% of parity prices support programs for major crops beginning next year. Georgia Neese Clark, the first woman treasurer of the U.S., today became keeper of probably the biggest sum ever in the custody of any woman, $27,424,547,375.78¾. Mrs. Clark, president of a Richland, Kansas bank with $500,000 in deposits until she took oath as treasurer 1 month ago, acknowledged her responsibility by signing a receipt. Six accountants certified the amount was correct to the 0.2 cents. And this is a tale of a bird in, not on, the wing. An airliner returning from a round trip to Corsica developed a twitter. When mechanics opened a wing and discovered a bird had built a nest inside. And those some of the day's top news stories as reported in the newspapers of Thursday, July 21st, 1949, on your radio escape. The conclusion next on this Thursday, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Are you suffering with arthritis or osteoporosis? Do you have diabetes? Did you know that these are just two of the hundreds of diseases that have seen improvement with Dr. Wallach's incredible longevity products? You can't get them at a health food store. The only way to get them is to call us at 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065. Do you have heart disease, fibromyalgia, or high blood pressure? Do you have a terrible time losing weight? Dr. Wallach can help. He was a veterinarian and cured diseases in animals. He felt that he could do the same for humans, so he became a physician. Over 50 years of research and helping people like you goes into every bottle of Dr. Wallach's amazing discoveries. Do you want to feel better? Learn how to treat the cause of your problem rather than covering up the symptoms with drugs. Call 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We close out this week of Classic Radio Theater on Friday with an episode of Rogers of the Gazette, starring Will Rogers Jr., going back 69 years to July 22, 1953. Ava Lawson running for town council, the Elyria Gazette backing her against Old Man Dean. That'll be coming up on Friday's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, but now the conclusion of Escape from 73 years ago, July 21, 1940. 49, Joseph Kern, starring in an episode entitled Action.
Mr. Huxford, have you ever had anyone take your arm and help you up a flight of steps?
No, and I might say I hope the day never comes when I'm sorry, sir.
Not at all. Thank you, Mr. Huxford. Thank you very much.
Oh, I don't rightly know what was wrong with him, though it's certain that something was. But I haven't seen him for nearly 3 weeks now. I can't imagine what it might have been that happened to him that morning before he got on the bus.
My name is Jenkins, and I've been Mr. Bell's personal valet for the past 12 years and 7 months. The master is traveling somewhere on the continent just at present. Been gone something over 2 weeks now. Decided rather suddenly, I believe. In fact, I rather think something happened one morning about 3 weeks ago that caused him to make up his mind, though I really haven't the faintest idea what it might have been. I can remember noticing a very strange look on his face when he came down to breakfast that morning, but I thought nothing of it at the time.
Good morning, Jenkins.
Good morning, sir. I trust you had a pleasant night's rest.
Oh, yes, I did. Thanks, Jenkins.
You'll be having the usual orange juice, toast?
No. I want nothing except some coffee.
Very well, sir. I'll bring it right away.
I can't let him find out. I can't let anyone find out about it. Maybe it's a little better now. Maybe it's going away. Maybe I'm giving it too much importance. No, it's still there, that same lack of feeling. Clear down the whole right side of my body. There. I can move my arms, my leg, all right. There's no feeling in them. They're numb. It's simply that at 52 years of age, I've had a light stroke.
Your coffee, sir.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
Would you care for something more, sir?
No, that's all.
If you'll pardon me, sir, you don't seem quite yourself this morning. I do hope you're not ill.
Oh, no, I'm quite all right, Jenkins.
I hope you won't mind my saying this, Mr. Bell, but you don't take very good care of yourself anymore.
Oh, now, Jenkins.
It's been years now since you had a checkup, sir. Not since the mistress passed away, in fact.
I'm quite all right, Jenkins. I'm quite all right.
Then I'm relieved to hear it, sir. I'll bring your paper now.
Good Lord. Is this what a man slaves his life away for, to end up helpless, dependent upon others, to be wheeled about, put out in the sun, taken in, like some great fat larva? That was disgusting. But I've got to face it. This stroke is the first warning. There'll be others, worse ones. And in a short time, I'll be helpless. Oh, there must be some way out. Not suicide, but some way. There's got to be some way.
The icy wall hardens into cold, vitreous steel as the dust-borne shadows chill its surface. The merciless ice is beginning to freeze the cramped joints of the man's fingers now. The heavy axe swings idly at his belt, tracing a fumbling pattern on the thin air of the void. How much longer now can he cling to those slots in the glacier's face? How much longer does he have to live? 30 seconds? A minute? What's the margin of safety now? And what does a man think of while his pulse beats slower and he waits to die?
Strange how I'm able to go on hanging to this slope, clinging on to life, when I can't feel another ounce of strength left in me. I was right. Dying isn't so bad, really. Not when it's like this. It's rather pleasant, in fact. Looks so soft down there. The shadows and the snow. And the wind. Perhaps I could let go and float out in the wind like an eagle. Be blown along by it like drifting snow. Ah, the sun's gone now. Full dark in a few minutes. Maybe I can hold on that long till everything is dark, even the snow and the ice. Who knows? Perhaps I'll watch the sunrise tomorrow and set again. And even beyond... No. I can't last even one full minute longer. I'm through. I'm finished. I can't lose the muscle. Chips of ice sliding over the edge. Funny how a glacier sheds off that way. I suppose the difference in temperature between day and... Hey. An ice axe. That was an axe. No other sound in the world like it. Fell from up above the overhang there. Must be somebody up there on the slopes, coming down from the top. There he is. Wait. That's... 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's a mountaineer's call for help. Someone's dropped his axe and he's in trouble up there. It's right above this bulge. If I can only... No. Throat's too dry. Well, 6 more steps to cut to reach the edge there. All right. 6 more steps. Now, 5 more steps. Just about does it. The last step.
Cut the rope and let me go. There's no use. It's
Bethlehem.
Go.
Oh, God. It's a woman. Hold on there. I'll be with you in a minute.
Somebody's coming. There's someone down here.
Now, over the edge. Take it easy there. Everything's going to be all right.
Oh, thank heaven. I don't know where you came from, but thank heaven you're here.
Yeah. Easy now. Let's get a step out for your feet here. I was just below the overhang there. Heard the fellow up above call out. He's got quite a voice on him.
It's my husband. Oh, please, Harry.
Easy now. Have a step out here in a second. You can put your feet on it. You get your breath. Then we'll tackle the slope. There now. Now I'll just scrape all this ice away. Easy there. Oh, that's better.
Oh, yes.
You're all right now. You just lean there. And when you feel like it, we'll go on up. Oh, my name is Christopher Bell, by the way.
I'm Anna Gollan. Oh, thank you. I thought we were done. I was cutting steps down ahead in the slope, and I slipped and dropped my axe. The rope held me, but neither of us dared to move.
Well, you're all right now. As soon as you rest a minute, we'll cut some more steps back up the slope. No, you shouldn't have started down this way. You'd never have been able to pass that bulge.
Yes, I can see that now. Of course, it's harder to tell when you're moving downslope.
Yes, I suppose it is.
You were coming up the slope, weren't you?
Yes, I came up from the foot.
Alone and without a rope, and you deliberately climb onto the underside of an overhanging wall.
Let's just say we're both foolhardy.
Is that what you call it?
Well, if you've got your breath back now, suppose we start up the slope.
My name is Theodore Gollan, and I am the husband of the woman who slipped and fell in the wall of the glacier. I'm a physician, formerly of Harley Street, London, but I've practiced in Paris for several years now. I met Mr. Bell when he and my wife reached the ice ledge where I stood waiting above them. I was not immediately aware of his trouble, but found out about it a short time later, when we reached the rest hut at the top of the ridge. While my wife heated water for tea at the far side of the room, Bell and I fell into a much more personal conversation than strangers normally do. This sometimes happens when people have been very close to death.
At any rate, Dr. Gollan, you can see how it is. The life of an invalid doesn't seem very appealing to me.
Tell me something, Mr. Bell.
Yes?
I gather you were pretty well done in when I called out there in the glacier. Couldn't lift a hand. Then how do you account for being able to chop six steps into that ice in a matter of some 5 minutes?
I don't know exactly. I was through. I couldn't have lasted 30 seconds more. But when I realized somebody was in danger, I forgot about it.
And this numbness, this lack of feeling in your right side, didn't bother you?
No, I didn't notice. It isn't quite so bad even now.
Here's your answer, Mr. Bell.
I don't believe I follow you.
Action. When you were in action, working because you had a reason, living because you had to, because somebody was depending on you, then you were all right. Everything was back in its place again.
Perhaps. But a man can't spend all his time climbing up a mountain.
Oh, I don't mean physical action, movement. Call it incentive, if you like. Maybe that's a better way to put it.
Incentive, eh?
It's the one top pressure that keeps life moving and growing.
Mm.
And it's what you need.
Well, it's an interesting theory, Doctor.
It's only a theory,
I'll have the tea ready in a moment. Anybody interested?
I am, my dear. Lucky we brought it.
If no one minds, I believe I'll have a turn outside while we're waiting.
Be careful out there in the dark. The ridge breaks off pretty sharply here.
Oh, I'll be careful. Dr. Gollan, if things were turned around, I wonder if it'd be any more than just a theory to you.
Mr. Bell, where are you?
I'm over here, Mrs. Gollan.
Beautiful, isn't it? With the stars so clear and bright.
Yes. Well, there won't be many more clear nights before the winter storms.
It would be a shame to give it up, you and I.
What do you mean?
I've got to say this quickly. We're not the kind to commit suicide, you and I.
What?
You deliberately climbed into a dead end out on that glacier. And I did the same thing. I went ahead and I picked the route down that slope.
Sure.
No, wait. In 30 seconds, I would have cut myself loose from that rope. Oh, we went to an awful lot of trouble so we wouldn't have to call it suicide.
You? Why?
I have a brain condition. There's no point in going into it, but it's incurable. Sooner or later, at any moment, I shall go blind.
Oh, no.
My husband doesn't know about it, and I don't want him to know. I'll make a bargain with you.
What sort of bargain?
I'm not brave, really. To go on living, I need something to cling to. I need to know all the time that there's someone else with courage, too. Mr. Bell, I'll go on living if you will.
I'd say you're amazingly brave.
If I were, I could do it alone, without having to make myself dependent on you and on your courage.
That sort of thing would work both ways. I wouldn't dare let you down.
Nor could I you. Do you want to make that bargain? Shall we go on living, Mr. Bell?
As I said before, I'm Dr. Theodore Gullen. I met Mr. Bell some 3 hours ago on the Shalyov Glacier. At the moment, he's outside the hut, a few yards away, talking to my wife. I can hear the sound of their voices, but I can't make out the words. However, I know what they're talking about and what his answer would be. My wife and I discussed that before she went to join him. You may have heard of my wife, incidentally, but would likely have been under the stage name she uses in the Paris Theatre. You see, she's quite a talented actress.
Escape is produced and directed by Norman McDonald. Tonight we have presented Action by C.E. Montague, adapted for radio by Les Crutchfield. Featured in the cast were Joseph Kearns as Mr. Bell, with Maria Palmer, Wilms Herbert, Ben Wright, Jeff Corey, Tudor Owen, and Bill Johnstone. Special music arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch.
From 73 years ago, July 21st, 1949, Escape here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. Thanks for making us a part of your day. Visit my webpage, classicradio.stream. That way, if you miss a day, you don't have to miss a show. You can hear all of our shows on demand there on classicradio.stream. You can also find all the links to download our shows there as well. You can learn more about building a classic radio collection of your own. You can contact me there, and you can find all of our social media links. And if you're so inclined, you can buy me a coffee. I'd appreciate it. Thank this station. Support their advertisers. Tell your friends the great radio shows are right here at this spot on the dial. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite station.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.